Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. Crew have assembled at the designated pad and are loading gear.
Jesus, Fen, what have you got in there? Wank yourself warm with Willy Wagger.
I told you, I don't like the cold. I like my life lived at a steady 21 degrees C. Most of that is warm underwear. You haven't got any spare socks, have you, Jack? Most of mine seem to have crusted over.
Right, that's the last of the food. No, seriously, that's the last of the food.
It's 2 apples and a fish.
Less chat, you two. Right, I need this scarab loaded up. We've only got the one, so look after it. Otherwise I'll be scooping up snow and ice using your large gaping gob, Richard.
Any idea how to drive this thing, Sean?
Try pressing that red button. That probably starts it up.
Okay.
Warning. Escape capsule launching in 5 seconds.
Okay, maybe the green button then?
Escape capsule launched.
Nothing's happened.
I think it did. Look behind us.
Oh, shit. Still, the soundproofing in here is awesome.
Yeah, it is. What are we going to do? It's going to take more than duct tape to cover that up.
We can try, right? I mean, it's only a 14-foot hole in the side of the station.
No, Sean, we can't. We're just going to have to tell David we messed up.
Well, you can tell him, and then I'll agree that it was all your fault.
What do you mean, my fault? You told me to press the red button.
No, I said try pressing the red button. You're the one that went ahead and pressed it.
I think we're better wrong.
I hear Rangong's is a nice place to go this time of year.
Richard Swallow and Sean is really in my office right now!
What are you doing, Richard?
Leaving everything to me and this hastily prepared will.
Okay, maybe one of you two imbeciles can explain why there is a 14-foot hole in the side of the fucking station, and why there is an escape pod lodged 27 feet up the side of my anus. Actually, fuck it all the way to Sunday afternoon. If you want something doing, do it yourself. I should have known better than to put Laurel and Hardy in charge. You two can start by scraping that escape pod off my anus, and then you're on toilet duty for 3 weeks. I especially want to see Cubicle 3 spotless. Now get out of my sight before I do what I was originally going to do with a nice fat mark, if I could fucking find one.
Well, that could have gone a lot worse. What are you doing, Sean?
2, 3... I'm counting my limbs. Hey, look, look who's landing at Bay 13. It's Commander Alien. Let's pop over and say hello.
Hello.
Buggy! Out of my way, you fucking pleb! Right, that's that on board and only 5 deaths. A resounding success, even if I do say so myself, which I just did.
David is acting a bit strange these days. Well, you know, more than usual.
Yeah, he's under a lot of stress. Fancy a drink? I'll just call Lou Brush first. Brains can be hard to get out of the landing pads.
In McThargoids, the food supply is getting low. Mayor Swallow is trying to make the best of what's left.
Well, we have McVat. It's covered in special sauce with a side of fried algae.
What's the special sauce?
Oh, I can't tell you that. It's a McThargoid secret.
Well, go on then. I haven't eaten in 3 days. And what's that? Is that a McFlaccid?
We've toned down the McStiffies.
Okay, well, I'll have one of them and I'll have a McPie.
Well, the pie might be a bit of an issue. We've no apples and no pie crust.
So you're telling me you're out of pies?
Oh, no. We still have the mystery ingredient that makes it burn the inside of your mouth off.
20 credits? For this?
If you don't want it, there are plenty of people that do.
Fine, fine, fine. Ugh. This special sauce tastes like hair gel.
Enjoy your meal, sir. I must get that new trainee Ed to wear a hairnet. Oh, hello, Penny. What are you doing here?
Oh, my gerbil died. I just wondered if you want the meat.
Oh, not in here. I'll take it in the rear.
Again? Oh, you mean the storeroom. Yeah, sure.
The Type 9 is fixed, and the Scarab is safely stored on board, and everyone is just waiting for David to give the signal to launch. Michelle, however, has noticed that David isn't looking 100%.
You are sweating, Ines. Maybe remove the Christmas jumper.
Mac! Jumper! Yes, Mac!
Somebody help! I think David is sick.
How sick is he?
He's in bed with his sister. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Ooh, the old ones are the best, Jack. Has David got a sister?
Oh, I got that wrong. I meant he was in bed with his mother.
Ooh, that's even better. Ooh.
Oh, Lord, no fan. Just no. Get that image out of your head.
Too late. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Is nobody going to do anything? He is sweating like an urgent trucker without a convoy.
I've called Minerva. She's on her way.
Oh, okay. What's going on here? Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I'm afraid you've got shiny titus.
I'm not the patient. And it's moisturising hair gel. He's the patient.
Ah yes, of course. Right, I need to check him. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Dear, I'm afraid David has caught mods.
Mods?
Mods. Mug ownership deficiency syndrome. He's going through mug withdrawal symptoms at the moment.
Is it serious?
It can be. Has anyone got a mug they can give to David?
No. I think we're all out of mugs. Come to think of it, I've not seen David mug anyone for days. He's been strangely avoiding it. I just thought it'd become more, well, normal.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh! Well, it's serious now. If David doesn't mug someone in the next 48 hours, it could be fatal. Someone needs to find a mug for David, although you could just let him die. No, wait, I'm a doctor. Forget I said that! Now, you must remember he will have moments of madness. He may suffer from personality traits. But try to keep him stress-free as much as you can. The more stress, the more madness.
Mark. I'm perfectly fine. Stop fussing. Now let's get on with this mission. Everyone, to the three-legged unicorns!
It's been jolly cold since the heating went off. Anyway, Albin, have they got any glasses?
Yes.
Have they got a beard, old chap?
Yes.
Oh, jolly good show. Who is...
Airlock opened. Oh, I'm reading two life signs here. Coming from outside the station. It's Lou Brush.
What the fuck is he doing here?
I think he fell out the airlock.
What the fuck was he doing in the airlock?
Oh, fuck. I told him t'other day he could use it when he's on nights. Well, it were empty. And it's boring on night shift, and it's warmer in there. You're probably playing Guess Who for money again.
What the fuck is going on? And why is my maintenance staff banging on the airlock? I'm going to get to the bottom of this, or my name isn't Dick Fingers, private detective.
Oh no.
Here's my card. Dick Fingers, private detective. Probing the public since 3288.
He's gone mental.
He's battier than that pilot who flew the wrong way to an orbital.
So what do we do? We can't leave him here. He's a danger to himself. And who knows what he'll get up to. There is no way we can take him planet side. The squeeze through the black door alone could kill him.
But David, if only we had the mug. You will just have to take him with you. I will stay here and monitor your progress.
Well, we could carry him up to the cafeteria on the Z deck, level 42. I bet there's a mug there somewhere we could borrow.
And if there isn't?
I haven't thought that far ahead. But, launch the Scarab, we need to load him up. Oh, and someone let Lou in. He's turning blue.
There once was a man called Sprocket, who went for a ride in a rocket. The rocket went bang, his balls went clang, and he found his dick in his pocket. Wearing a hat!
Oh, he's getting worse.
I think he's getting better.
I think he's stealing my best material. I read that one out in that talent show in the Thargoid.
Oh, ah! I remember that.
Wasn't that the night Jack ate 20 serious scorchers?
That's why I remember it. I launched myself down docking bay the day after. Ne'er eat spicy food the day before you work in low G.
4 hours. 4 hours. It took me 4 hours to remove that from the docking bay. I mean, how are you supposed to clean it up, O'Bean? You can't use the net. And as for the smell, even after I expelled it out of the airlock, the pilots were still complaining. Jolly bad show, isn't it?
Now all the serious scorcher peppers are locked away in canisters in the docking bay, marked for destruction.
We're here. Looks like nobody has been in here in weeks, according to this scanner. The dish is now federal protected life form. I don't see a mug anywhere, though. Everyone split up. We'll do the search faster.
Why don't we just use the auto scanner on the hand probe and get out of here?
Wrong kind of porcelain.
What do you mean, the wrong kind of... There's only one type of... Usually it holds food and liquids and some occasions smashed over your head when you've annoyed David.
Okay. I don't know how to use this fucking scanner. Happy now?
I think it's the yellow button.
I'm not falling for that one again.
Someone's coming at me, lover.
Oh, I say. Is it Richard again? I'm on fire today.
That can be arranged, Jack.
Sorry to stop you there, O'Bean, but one will not be cleaning up the mess.
Oh, look, it's Santa! Hello, Santa. I've been a good boy this year.
He's going really mental now.
No, look, it's Santa. I'd recognise that big sack anywhere.
He's eating crisps and wearing a strange, brightly coloured jumper.
That's Kris Pringle. That's Santa over there.
Hello, I'm Santa of Bjorn. Bjorn Vallung. I am responding to your flasher.
But I haven't taken my clothes off for days. If it's about that advert in Whipping Weekly, I no longer do that after what happened with the beads.
Santa? But doesn't Santa live in the North Pole, in the Sol system?
Well, one of them does. It's bad enough Santa has to deliver all the presenters in the Sol system. Sir Hutton Orbital truckers pick the very best truckers to become Santa for a year in all the systems around here.
Ah, so you're the Santa for Barnard Star.
Oh yes, if you want something delivered, then all you have to do is ask Santa.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Pode. We're looking for a mug. You know, there must be one on this station somewhere.
Why didn't you just use the scanner to scan for one on your handheld? Here, just press the yellow button.
Told you.
Nobody likes a smartass.
You did say the Pode. I hate pirate scum.
Meanwhile, the Pode are making their move. Hands Up is trying to organise a defence.
My name is Hands Up, and you are my privates. There are days when I like to sit looking at my privates, but today I stand here looking at my privates. I like to touch, I like to feel my privates. I like to get to know my privates intimately. Sometimes I have to squeeze my privates and bash my privates. I have pictures of my privates all over my office. I admire your shape. I admire how you look. I admire you trying to leave the room when I'm talking to you. Get back here.
The Pod are attacking, sir.
Really? They couldn't wait till I finished the speech? Number two, get my privates out in the bay and hold them until I come. Shouldn't take too long to shake them up a bit.
Right away, sir. I've heard the Pod have much larger weapons than we have.
The size of the weapon doesn't matter, number two. It's how much faster it recharges that matters. What we need is more time. And where is that idiot Hank Solo? He was supposed to be giving us air support.
He's out of fuel, apparently. He's running around Bay 13 making asp noises. Oh, now he's cleaning a Type 9 with his tongue.
In the cafeteria, the crew have finished scanning. Unfortunately, no mug has been detected, and Santa is going through the pile of dishes to see if there is anything that could cure David of his mods.
I honestly don't think I have a mug here. Will a shot glass do?
No, it's gotta be a mug.
What's David doing now?
It looks like he's trying to eat all Santa's sweets.
Life is like a box of chocolates. I don't want to share mine with you, fuckwits! Ooh, caramel barrel!
How is his majesty? Did you find a mug yet?
We haven't found so much of a teacup. Apparently Santa lives on milk from the reindeer. Look, there he is now with his mouth round the teat.
I've asked him to do me next, but he says he doesn't like human milk.
I know where there is a mug.
Oh, where?
In that pearled Ferdelands.
What Ferdelands? And how do you know they've got mugs?
The one that is shorting at Hans's privates. That has property of Hotten Mugs Corporation on the side.
Oh, fuck, Michelle.
El Bayam getting hammered harder than the day I spent with the Galactic Intern during his training.
We'll be right there.
I'll come with you. It's about time I emptied my sack against some pirates.
Hans Sup is losing the battle against the Pod and is being pushed further down the cargo bay.
There's too many of them and my privates are too small. We need to stop them here, number two, or my privates will be cut off and scattered throughout the cargo bay.
Ah, I've been hit! Jeez, I've not been in this much pain since I had that mole removed from the end of my cock.
Oh, that sounds painful.
It certainly taught me not to fuck any more moles. We need to retreat and fast.
Okay, how do I get this buggy back to the Type 9?
It's on the thing between your legs.
That must be a small button then, Dick.
It's still not going back to the bay. I've gone under this hole so many times I feel like one of Finn's toys. It would help if they stopped shooting at me.
I wish my toys would shoot at me.
It would help if you knew how to drive. Here, let me do this. We need to get airborne.
Number two, keep firing! Are you wearing a new aftershave, number two? It's making my eyes water.
Yes, it's called Come To Me.
Yeah, it smells like Come To Me too. Fucking disgusting. Quick, get behind that barrel!
Okay, coming in to land at Barnard Station. There is Pod everywhere.
Look, it's the boys. Number two, what the fuck are you doing?
Those barrels contain Sirius Scorcher peppers.
Ah, great idea, number two. Fetch me Hank Solo.
Out the way, please. This move.
You called me?
Yes. I want you to eat as many of these peppers as you can.
Okay, but you better write me a letter after this. I don't want everyone thinking I'm a bad person.
What the fuck are you on about? Number two, stand back. Hanks is so dumb he couldn't pull water out of a boot with the instructions on the heel.
good. My tummy feels a bit rumbly.
Quick, number two. Aim him at the furry lands behind the T9.
Right away, sir.
Great shot, number two.
Crap. It's going to crash into the pad. Run!
Did you see that? They shot the feather lance with a brown laser.
Yeah, from that drone flying around the hangar. I think it's a drone.
Hip-hop, OB. It's Hans flying solo. And what that he firing? Do laser weapons come in brown?
That's not a beam. That's... Oh, that's obscene. Oh my god, the smell.
I have an idea. Santa, how good are you with your sack?
Those claws.
Do you think you could help aim Hans at the enemy?
Ho 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 ho.
Great shot. I haven't seen skills like that since I watched the Jizz Arrows. They never miss a chin.
Yes! He's coating the canopies of the enemy ships.
Take that, you stinky pirates!
Does that make you a pirate too, Sean?
Magnifique! Suppose they are retreating!
No one likes shit on the cock.
Actually,
I don't want to know!
Victory is ours!
Mug!
Ow! What the fuck?
Mug!
Quit that, and who gave him these mugs anyway?
He must have picked up all the ones the Ferdinand Lance spilled over the cargo bay.
Mug!
Where's Santa gone?
He was just over there whacking his sack on the hangs.
Thank goodness that's over. Typical. Another year Santa's left me with shit in my stocking.
Where's that fat bearded man? He just nicked all my trumbles.
There he is. Flying out of the docking slot on a McThargoid's tray pulled by your trumbles.
Merry Christmas, suckers!
You've been listening to Dockers, a Onesie Hurl production. This episode was etched into baubles by Simon Winard and shoved up a fairy's ass by Grant Walcott. The cast were Keith Oss Wilkins as David Brubin, Jack Weaver as Michel Boots, Colin Ford as Richard Swallow, Danny Remklep Bush as Hans Sup, Helen Flosty Lister as Flosty. Oh, I'm so fucking drunk. Gin! Where was I? Oh, God's sake, I'm going to be sacked from this position as narrator if I can't get my fucking ass in gear. Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow. Ben Edelweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sopeloff. Rory Scarlett as Sean is Willie. Angel Tweed as Penny Troughton. Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Guerin. Ian Phillips as Doug Kitter. Raimi Niemi as Santa. Brian Smokey as the Pode Pirate. The part of the customer was played by nobody important. And the narrator was played by me, Mr. Ian M. Norman. See you next time with more Dockers. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.
Oh, Yeah. Ha 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 ha!